Hey there, how's it going? I wanted to check in for today's topic of discussion. And I know we've talked a little bit about routines and society's routines. And so I was like, oh man, but did we forget one thing? And that is how do I say this? It's about the runaway. And I'm like, I can't even remember if we talked about this or not. And I know I've mentioned it in passing, and it can deal with routines. And finding a routine and finding something that works for you is also being, not just accepting of what's happening in life and the work that a person may do, but also, you know, enjoyment of life, enjoyment of building up into a routine, whether that routine is a bit all over the place or a little inconsistent, or, you know, maybe you have like a wake up routine where you like to wake up slow, stretch, then maybe go downstairs, get tea, or it's a routine where you jump out of bed at the alarm clock, run out the door, go to work. Really, no matter how you look at that, if you can reflect back and see what pattern is there, you could say that's a routine. And it's an important part to fall into. This is something that I have battled with in regards to that, finding a routine in life and fighting a routine or fighting a certain way of living versus, you know, maybe the body, your body and your routine is different from how someone else's is. So really, I guess my thought with that was fighting routine that deals with society. And I talked a lot about that in the last, I think like two podcasts ago, but in that fighting routine or fighting society is, you know, finding alignment with self and finding alignment with your own routine. Routines do not have to be terrible. You know, there are routines or guidelines and maybe, you know, routine of cleaning the cat litter boxes or cleaning up the bunny's housing or making sure your guinea pigs are fed, you know, having a feeding routine for your dogs or yourself. And those things, that's great. That's wonderful. That means that you're, you know, if you're happy and you're checking with self and you're feeling healthy or the animals are healthy and you're doing what you did and need to keep those routines going, that's awesome. It doesn't mean that your whole life has to be one routine, and it doesn't mean that your life has to be boring. Fun fact, routines don't mean that life is boring. And I have to get comfortable with that over time. It's, you know, routine doesn't mean that things are boring, but I also like to align to my own routine, my own self. I do like to wake up slow. I do like to have my time in the morning, and then I don't mind when about 12:30, 1 o'clock p.m. hits, boom, I'm cool. I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to venture out into the world and get things done. I'm ready to start my work. That's why I say maybe I'm just living on the wrong part of the country. Because I had no problem adjusting my time and schedule when I was out on the West Coast in California. Like, you know, it's 1 p.m. in Cleveland, and it's, you know what, 10 a.m. in Cali. And I had no problem with getting up at 9 and getting things together and starting my day at 10. So that could be it too, which I talk a little bit about that. There's so many resources online, but if you want to ask me or talk anything deeper about you're getting into astrology and your charts and birth charts and maps, where mapping points, birth charts, where you're mapping out like where the planets align and what was going on and how come maybe you're drawn to certain places, that can be included with time also. So it's really just looking at these things and getting into those routines and not just fighting yourself or fighting everyone on them. It's just wanting to make sure that you are aligning and doing what makes you happy and finding some balance there between maybe the have to do's of your job and maybe things that keep you a little bit out of sync and the to do's that you enjoy. You're probably like, well, where was this going? What does this deal with in regards to the subject today, which is, In one point or another, most people, I would say, whether they consciously or subconsciously do it, is run. And that's why it goes into fighting routines. Sometimes it can be running away from a routine. Sometimes it can be running away from a relationship, something that is calling for your attention and is screaming out in front of you and you're just not getting it. Good example with a a mechanical thing is I've been looking for my speaker. Oh my gosh, looking for my speaker. I've also been saying I'm going to clean out one of my little cabinets that's in the room that I sleep in. And I finally just took the moment today. I don't even think it took me 15 minutes. Not, it took like, felt like 5 minutes to go through the papers, pull them out, and clean out the little cabinet. And then what did I find? I found my speaker that has been directly in front of me in like prime seeing, you know, seeing view. But I kept missing it. And that's what I bring into awareness of, you know, it's sometimes things in life are like that. We're running, we're feeling scrambled, we're all over the place. Then we just take the time to slow down and come into awareness about what's in front of us. And we see the things that are happening to us and we go, oh my God. It's right there. This is what I've been missing. And like, you know, think about that. What in your life, or is there anything in your life that maybe you're consciously or unconsciously not paying attention to? What is going on that is acquiring attention that you're just, that maybe you just don't want to deal with it? I know I have some things that I don't want to deal with. And I'm at that point though, where they scream at me so much that I'm like, okay, time to deal with it. And so, you know, it's also allowing self to come into awareness and itch the scratch. You know, you're itching that scratch, you're bringing awareness into that moment. And you know, in your life, if you're looking at something or if you're wondering if there's lack thereof, taking a moment just to sit and really just let the mind kind of wander, and maybe some things start to come in front of you, or maybe you do a little meditative cleaning. And then you realize that what you've been looking for is in front of you. So there's different ways to look at that. And so this isn't going to be a real long one today because it's also beach day. What? It's beach day. I'm going to take a beach day. Well, beach afternoon in my case. But I'm going to go to the beach. And it's nice because it doesn't cost anything. I'm going to connect with nature, sit down on the ground, and just stare at the water and meditate. And enjoy my time and see what resonates and comes up with me. There have been a lot of things coming into light, not just me finding my speaker, but other things that have been changing in life. And a lot of things that I'm battling and trying to see, what am I running from? Is this something I'm running from? Or is this something where I'm supposed to leave? And I just want to make sure that the timing is right. So there's all those types of things that come. And sometimes it can be a little confusing. So you really want to make sure that you bring into the awareness, is what I'm doing, am I running? Or am I awakening? Because we definitely can run. And usually it's something that maybe triggers us. There's some sort of trauma related. There's something that we're not trying to fulfill or deal with. But then there are other things that are working to awaken us to help us overcome. Also that we don't run. But it's just also looking to be open to that. So that's my thing now. So I've been hitting these good points where I'm coming into awakening and realization of things that I need to get done and deal with, but I need to make sure that I'm not running from them and covering it up as an awakening. And then I find myself in the same pattern as before. So that'll be something that I'm sure we'll touch more on, because it always comes down to patterns. One of my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friends brought that up. He always says, full circle. And isn't that a pattern? And things come in threes. I'm always like, oh, my dear Lord, I don't know if it's just because he says it all the time or that he's just pointing out the obvious for me. And I'm having these little eureka moments. So with that in mind is, you know, think about, we're going to stop that right here. We're going to think about and sit. Look at some things going on in life. Is there something that you ignored or that you wanted to not deal with? And then no matter what you do, whether it's a month later, a week later, 2 years later, you find that that's a pattern and something that maybe it's time to awaken and deal with. If it's a negative, or if it's having a negative effect, or you feel like you're not growing or you're lacking, that could be you running, whether you want to admit it or not. Then there's awakening, like my speaker in front of me. I took the time to slow down and look, and literally it was right there in front of me. I'm like, oh my gosh, here is my Bluetooth speaker. I am so happy. So it's nice to sit and kind of let resonate and see what comes up from those. You know, where do I feel lack? What are things that I chase that are maybe running for me that maybe I need to stop chasing after? and allow things to just happen that are supposed to happen without questioning so much of the why. When you are granted blessings, then you should accept them without so many whys. You know, if you were inherited, you know, $20,000 from a lost family member, we wouldn't question why, I would hope. We would gladly accept and sign the paperwork to accept it. So why, when we get gifts from the universe and from those above, do we question it so much? Some things we don't need to question. But think about that. Take your moment today, whether it's a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just allow things to resonate. See what comes up. See how you feel. Are there some patterns there that are calling for attention and awakening? Are there some patterns there that need to be let go? Some things that you need to stop chasing? Are there some patterns there that you find, that just, you know, the running has to stop sometimes? Because it's true, no matter where you go, you can keep running, but things are going to find you. You're going to have to deal with these situations one way or another. You can go your whole life running through them, but it doesn't mean that you won't deal with them in the next life, whether you remember it or not, if you fall into that. But just kind of let that sit and see what happens, what comes up. And feel free to message me. I love all the messages that you send me. It's so wonderful. I appreciate it. And let me know, is there something in your life, or maybe you're trying to figure out, am I running from this thing or am I awakening? And we'll talk more on that next Monday. Take care.